Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air. Hello there, everybody there in Inner Sight Land. Well, we hope you had a good day, and we hope that you got a good sense of humor, and that you're a little wacky. Yeah, we need people to be wacky, have some fun, you know. All right, we got an exclusive tape for you tonight on the British scene. We're gonna hear about the boom 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 that's going on over there in England, and a bunch of men got caught up in it. We'll explain that. Jimmy Dinikin will be here in the and we're gonna have to try to get Louie on the Inner Sight hotline, because our engineer deserted us, as usual. All right, Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Figgies, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Figgies, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in New Jersey. Anyway, Figgies, the key to rescue, thank you so much. And I want to thank my buddy John, one of our volunteers, for his $100 donation to Inner Sight for donating a bunch of things for my guide dog. Thank you so much for that. We greatly appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight, Figgies, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. You want to check out the email, you want to send them a message. All right. Check out the website. See all the beautiful Akitas. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Catering. Shelby's, where you can find the great presence of Milton the Guide Dog. And if anyone out there would like to do a day for Milton, please contact us. Call the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. Leave a message, and we'll get back to you. Or send us an email, innersight1621620@gmail.com. All right. You like to do a day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. You just need a bunch of good people who care about the fact that the agencies who killed Milton are not licensed and they're not regulated. So we need to do something about that. It's a very serious situation. Hey, I want to thank the Islip Cleaners. Thank you so much for your donation. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, for his support of Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, you need any information on a mortgage, give Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy. Well, now, Kennedy. Now, just sit down and give out the right information. That's right. Kennedy will not give out any wrong information. One thing I promise you. All right, 631-888-1186, and prayers for Doreen, Mr. Kennedy's wife. Yes. Let's see. Oh, Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you very much for your help. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for the Child. All right. And I want to put in Eve, Little Eve, sweet little baby, and Elijah, autistic little one. And my good friend, Andrea. All right, Inner Sight Brought to you by Nobody's Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085 on the dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. So give Gary a call. Tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight around the world. All right. Let's see. What else we got coming up? We got the, we got Dinnigan. Dinnigan with the school bathroom. We'll tell you about that. And whatever wacky stuff we can put in. Oh, let's see. You want to stay in shape? You know, I got a good number for you. Call Devin Fernandez with Third Eye Insight. Fernandez. Oh, and by the way, the bird is here. Yeah, the biting buzzard has arrived. Via the air, a special delivery. The biting buzzard is now here on the Inner Sight team. All right, the number for Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. All right. And a sweet pepper treat was supposed to be here today, but she had some kind of a procedure done, and we wish her well and hurry up and get better and get back on the air. We need you. All right, sweet pepper treat. All right, Louie, if you're listening, I'm going to have to call you on the Inner Sight hotline later on, about 8:30. All right, because the engineer never showed up. All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank you so much for your support of Inner Sight. And we'll be passing along the information about the first news conference that will deliver the solution to these horrible nursing homes. All right. So, to a disabled guy today, and he seems to think that that the Trump people might do something about the nursing. Well, I don't know. I don't trust politicians until I know what they're doing. All right. But this is the funnies tonight, and Trump is too busy playing Donald Duck over there at with a guy who. Well, yeah, I haven't heard too much about that Spanish guy lately. Sanchez wants to run for president. I think he might be afraid of Donald Duck. I don't know. Well, maybe he's in cahoots with him. That's the other thing. See, maybe he'll run for vice president. Who knows? But anyway, Inner Sight. And Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. All right, we're brought to you by Able News. Check out the Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie, Able News. You can get a free subscription online. They got a column of written up by different experts. They got a column where you can buy and sell things. You know, sometimes they even have the accessible vans on sale. So check it out. Calendar of events. You have an event coming up? Put it in the Able News. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank them for their partnering Inner Sight. All right, this is the Frolics. Now, the disabled-friendly philosopher, you know, he's watching the election very closely. So this is going to be an important election coming up with all these conflicts going on and craziness and people. Boy, I heard something today that really, well, let's let the philosopher. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. And we apologize if we don't have the background music, but here he is, the disabled friendly philosopher. Hello there, folks. This is the disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise, see? I heard today that they want to make digital money. Now, what good is that? In other words, you won't have any money in your pocket. Your money will be in your mind. Money in the mind. That's even worse. Imagine people walking around with money in their mind and they lose their mind. What are they going to do then? How are they going to pay the bill? If a person has money in their mind instead of their pocket or their bank account, they're going to be in big trouble, especially with all these brains going off, you see, that they're not going to remember the number. Oh, wait, what was that number again? I can't remember the number. How am I going to pay my rent? You're going to have more trouble, more homeless people, because they won't remember the number, and then somebody else will come along and remember the number and take their money. What a mess that's going to be. I don't want money in my mind. I want money in my pocket. You stupid idiot. What in the hell is this world coming to? Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. Pardon me, sir. I come from Texas, and I'd like to comment on what you just said, money in your mind. Yeah, yeah. Suppose a fella's out of his mind. How's he going to spend his money? How's he going to eat? Or go down to the store or get some food? If the money is in his mind, he loses his mind. Well, that'll be the first time when you lose your mind, you lose your money. Out of sight, out of mind. Will you cut that out? Well, now wait a minute. I can just see it now. Every crook in this country is going to protest that. How are they going to steal money from people if they don't have it on them? Gee, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Money in your mind, but not in your pocket. Going to be the first sign of the ruination of this world. Anyway, the president of the United States and the up-and-coming president will have to address that. How are they going to do that? And what about all the disabled people who can't read that stupid digital stuff? Yes, sir. What in the hell is what? Will you cut that out? This is your disabled-friendly philosopher. But a word to the wise, better not lose your mind, especially if you're rich. All right, inner sight. Money in your mind. What kind of a thing? I mean, why are these people looking for trouble in every kind of way that they can think of? You ever notice that? Now the government is trying to make more trouble for us. Well, now wait a minute. Money in your digital, right? Well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Person don't give them the number where they can collect the money. How are they going to find the number? That's crazy. You have to pay now the rent, you stupid. I forgot the number. What? What do you mean you forgot number?
The number and the digital. I forgot it.
Can you imagine what's going to happen? People are going to get all nervous. They won't remember the number that they have to click on to pay their bill or whatever. And I think it's going to make it easier for people to steal. All they got to do is get the number. What is your number? Oh, shut up. Anyway, the whole thing sounds stupid to me. Well, let's see. I'm going back now about 40 years. Well, no, longer than 40 years. What am I talking about? When I was in school, see, I was a little redheaded kid running around school and making all kinds of noises. Will you cut that out? Stop that. And the teacher said, "What is that noise?" And I and then what happened was all the other kids started hating my noises, see? It's going like that, running around the halls and everything in the schoolyard. Anyway, there's one kid, buddy of mine, you've heard me talk about him many a times on the inside, Jimmy Dinigan. He had to be the worst kid in any school in this country. He was always in trouble. Most of the time he was late. He couldn't get the bus. We had to take the regular city bus, so he was late. And I don't know how many times his mother had to come up to school to get him. Anyway, this one time, when this was before we had a bathroom in the classroom. Hey, that's right. Bathroom in the classroom. Will you cut that out? Bathroom in the classroom, see? So Dinigan came in late as usual, and Miss Ma said, "Jimmy, sit down. You're late." I couldn't help it. Couldn't help it, Miss Ma. I couldn't find my fly. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom and I couldn't find the zipper, the fly, Miss Ma. Will you stop talking like that? Fly got stuck in my leg and I couldn't find it. Jimmy, that's disgusting. That in school. Well, why not? You just tell the truth. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't find my fly. Jimmy, is that true? You really couldn't find your fly? Yeah, I couldn't find it. And I didn't know what to do. I had to pull down my pants going to the bathroom. Anyway, so we're sitting there doing our reading or whatever it was. And the bathroom in school was 138 school, you know. The bathroom was like all the way on the other side of the hall, you know, all the way down and around, you know. So all of a sudden, Jimmy says,
"Miss Ma, I gotta go to the bathroom." I go to the bathroom, Miss Ma.
You know, whenever you had to go to the bathroom, you had to get a pass in school. Remember that? You had to get the pass. They give you this wooden thing on a rope, and she gave this thing to Jimmy. And Jimmy said, "Why give me this piece of wood with this rope? I don't know what this is. You know, what do you want me to do? Hang myself?"
Jimmy, stop talking like that. That's your pass.
Oh.
In case somebody stops you in the hall, you show them that pass.
Oh, I think again. Did you go to the pass for your ass?
Jimmy!
So, you got the pass. You go down the hall. And you know, we didn't have Braille on the doors that I remember, not in those days. No Braille. And he finally got into the wrong room. He walked into the girls. Well, girls started screaming and yelling.
I got my pants.
Yeah. So finally, somebody directed him to the right place, you know, and he's in there. And Dinnigan was always fidgeting around with things. He had this bad habit. He had to touch everything. So he's fooling around with the door. The door had a lock on it, but the lock didn't work. They don't want you to lock yourself in. So he figured out how the lock was supposed to work. So he locked himself in the bathroom. Yeah, and he went and did his thing. And then it was time to get out, and he couldn't get out. He was banging on the door, boom, 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 boom. And I guess somebody heard them and they came by and said, "Who's in there?"
"It's me, Jimmy. I'm in the brown class. Let me out. Let me out."
And they couldn't find a key to the door because they never used the lock. The lock was supposed to be out of service. So Jimmy's banging on the door. And next thing you know, they called Miss Ma, and she goes,
"Oh, no, don't tell me. Jimmy's locked in the bathroom. Oh, no. How are we going to get him out?"
So they called the fire department. So they couldn't open the door. And Mr. Kramer came up, of course, from the Kramer was always snuggled down in the basement there with his heater because he hated the cold. He came up and he by the door with Jimmy. He said, Jimmy, can you hear me, Jimmy? Can you hear me? Are you alive?"
"Yeah, hold on, Mr. Kramer. Yeah, I can't open the door, Mr. Kramer. What am I gonna do? I can't stay in here. I gotta go home. My mother's gonna kill me."
So the fire department comes, and they gotta go in through the window, and they put up a ladder. It was a whole big to-do. They had to put up a ladder and escort Jimmy down the ladder. Well, they finally opened the door because they had to break it, But they escorted Jimmy down the ladder because they weren't sure they could open the door. And Jimmy go,
"Now I'm a fireman. I'm going down the ladder. Jimmy, stop that."
Story of Jimmy in the bathroom. And after that, they put a bathroom in the classroom because they didn't want the the blind kids wandering around the whole building. And, of course, that started other trouble. Classroom, and then every 5 minutes somebody had to go to the bathroom, you know. And then they had to learn how to wiggle that lock. That was a big mess. All right, in a sight around the world, and let's see if we can get Louie on the in a sight hotline. We're going to have to pause this line and go on the hotline because I don't know how to do the three-way on this equipment. But don't you worry, I'm going to learn it. You better believe it. All right. So I'm going to take a station break. You won't hear anything. We'll be here, and we'll be going on the InterSight hotline and try to get Louie on the show, all right? So stand by, world. InterSight Frolic. All right, we're back live on the InterSight hotline, and now we're going to switch over to try to reach Louie the Lip on our other connecting line. So stand by, world. Don't go away. All right, we're going to have to try that call again. I don't know what happened, but nobody picked up, or maybe we dialed the wrong number. We'll try Louie once more on the InterSight hotline. So stand by. Getting Louie.
Hello,
so,
we are not available now.
We're not getting Louie, so we're going to have to take a rain check on that, Louie the Lip, you know. But, well, we may have a recording of Louie that we could put on. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see. Hello? This is Louie. It's Louie the Lip on InterSight now. Hello. Hello. Is this Frank Perino? Hey, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got the swab with I got the everything. I got the swab with the girls and the kissy-kissy and everything good. Louie the Lip. Oh,
we're glad to hear that. You got the love drops?
I got love drops. I got cherry. I got apple blossom. I got banana cream. I got everything. I got Thanksgiving. I got turkey. Turkey blossoms. Yeah.
Stand by, world. Hello? Are you there? Lou? We'll get him on. All right, in a sight, we're gonna get Louie back. He just informed us that he is available. So let's see, Louie the Lip on our podcast live, and here we go, stand by. Right, you there?
Yeah, that's me.
live on Blog Talk Radio around the world, Louis the Lip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what's up?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm all right. You know, just having some fun and trying to goof off here. Hey, listen, now wait a minute. You're going to go outside and chase a turkey around the block or what?
Maybe.
Chase, get that turkey. Hurry up.
I'll go chase it, okay?
Gobble, but don't hurt him. Just tell him you love him. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Louis. Did you ever eat vegetarian turkey?
No, I'm never a vegetarian.
You never ate veg?
No.
Well, now, wait a minute. When we get together Thanksgiving, and we'll take a big vegetarian turkey and we'll put it in the oven with sweet potatoes, and I want you to see how good that is.
Well, my first time eating vegetarian turkey.
Yeah.
Hope it's okay.
It's called tofu turkey.
Yeah.
You put it right in there, and you put pepper on it and Spanish rice and the tortillas and the cacarunum and everything and best summer, cut that out, and you start singing Bestame Mucho, and we'll have Buffy Casavo there with us.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, vegetarian turkey with Louis Rivera.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on a second.
All right. Live in a site with the Suave.
Okay.
Hey, you got the Suave?
Yeah, I got the Suave way for going to the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah. All right. Well, Connie and Chrissy, we could invite them too. You know, to the vegetarian turkey.
Yes, right.
Connie and Chrissy and the whole gang, and you know the turkey will love it.
Uh huh.
Because we won't have to kill him, the sweet one. You know.
This is a dedication to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, the hooky player, and happy Thanksgiving. Get
yeah.
Well soon.
I can hardly hear you. What'd you do? You moved away from the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. She never showed up. I think she fell asleep on the toilet. Somebody came in and flushed it.
Yeah.
Flushed the toilet with her sleeping on it.
Yeah.
Cut that.
It sounds like got that condominium with that lady with Connie and Chrissy. Oh, no.
Yeah. Somebody flushed the toilet with Suzanne sleeping on it. That's what happened. And then they gave her too many pills.
Yeah, that's right.
And she couldn't get the pills out. They went in one way, wouldn't come out the other way.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's why she's not on the show. She fell asleep on the toilet. And that was it. They had to call the woman sewer crew to get her out.
You got to clean up that mess, too.
Clean up that mess. That's it. Hey, you got a good... Give us a good Christmas song. Come on, it's almost Christmas, you know.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's it.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yukai carols waved song by a choir.
Ho,
and ho, like Eskimos.
Eskimos.
Everybody knows. A turkey and some mistletoe.
Turkey.
Helps to sell to make the season bright.
Wah, 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 wah.
Toddy tots With the eye on the globe, he folly hardly sleeps at night.
Give him some whiskey. Will you cut that up?
And all oh, that Santa's on the sleigh.
Yeah. Got all toys and goodies.
Not the toys and goodies on the sleigh.
Woo-woo.
And my Aunt Tilly style is going to spy. You see, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, we know how to fly.
Get her up the toilet before Christmas.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
For kids from 91 to 92.
Boom, 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 boom.
How old did he say? I mean, we saw, although they say many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Boom, 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 boom.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, you know how Bing Crosby would sing that song, right? Boo, 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 boo. The boo, boo song.
That's a wine Christmas song.
Oh, I never heard that one.
How much a Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Yeah, so this coming week, Thanksgiving, will be on Monday and Tuesday, and then we're taking off.
Okay. I'll take a break from Intersight for Thanksgiving and then Friday. I'll listen to the repeat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we should have something on, hopefully.
And Suzanne, I hope you get well and happy turkey and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, don't get stuck in the toilet.
Ah!
Cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going over to your sister's. You're gonna have all that turkey and.
I'll be drinking too.
Sangria and beer and whiskey and everything.
I'll be drinking.
Holy smoke. Don't drink too much.
I got to go let it out, throw up.
You get your gas pack filled, now you can blow away.
Yeah, that's true. You have it at home?
I don't know what I'm doing. I never know. Whatever I do, I have fun. I don't care what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I just do something nice. And I have to get some... You know, get some turkey and put it in the oven, that's all.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Frank, happy Thanksgiving. Many more.
Hey, you too. We'll be on Monday. Call in Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday I'll call you.
Yeah, call me Tuesday. Call us Tuesday.
Yeah.
That'll be our Thanksgiving show, you know.
Yeah, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, play a hooky player.
Boy, hooky, I'd like to get the tune off of that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would help.
And Pepper Treat, happy Thanksgiving for all of you. And Lorraine, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everybody.
And so don't forget, what's that, what's your partner?
Who?
What's your girlfriend?
Delilah.
Wish her a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Louis says, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Hey, you're the best. I love you.
How about the duck? Don't forget the duck. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I got to wait for turkey, Delilah. I'm going to enjoy myself.
The duck is glad that it's not a turkey.
Okay. Okay, Delilah and Frank, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, Lou.
Take care, Delilah.
Catch up with you. Thanks for that song.
Okay. Take care, Delilah.
All right. Good night, Luke.
Take care.
All right. Inner Sight here on the Blog Talk Radio. And stand by. Let me see. I wanted to do another skit, but I got to see if we have sufficient time to do it. And
this woman engineer who has screwed up everything. I'll tell you, man, in not being here. All right, let's see. Inner Sight, Frolic. Okay, 844. Now we got this 844 New York. This is from courtesy of the CBC, British Broadcasting System, you know. And the big fiasco in Britain with how the emergency rooms have been overwhelmed with boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, yes, sir. What is that? Well, now, boom, boom, boom is when somebody takes some of that stuff, you know, the male species of the humanity race. What are you talking about? The male species of the humanity race takes the boom, 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 and the boom, boom gets so big that it can't go down. What? Yes, it's happened, and this one woman came home, you know, and her husband said, "Oh, I'm ready." And she said, "What? What do you mean you're ready for what?" She said, "I'm ready for the big boom, boom." What? What are you talking about? And so she went into the bedroom, and there he is, stark naked, and the boom, boom. The boom, boom is all blown up like a balloon. Now it's a balloon, boom, boom. And she goes, ah, screaming into the night, "Don't put that boom, boom near me. I don't want it. I don't want it. It's too boomy." He says, and then he says, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean, Mama? What do you mean, Mama? Don't you like get booming?" "No, I don't want it. It's too big." He says, "Well, what am I going to do? I took about 4 boom boom pills." And it blew up. "How am I going to get it down without you?" She says, "I don't know and I don't care, but don't you come near me with that monstrous boom boom." So finally, I had to call the bobbies, you know, as they say in England, the bobbies. And they came in with a big sheet. A big yellow sheet, and he said, "Well, wait a minute, why is that sheet yellow?" He says, "Well, because we ran out of white." So he came in with a yellow sheet, put it around the boom boom, and took him out, right to the emergency room. And so the doctors and the nurses screamed with terror, "Ah! Look at that boom boom! What are we gonna do?" And the doctor said, "How many of those pills did you take to make that boom boom grow?" And he said, "I wanted to surprise my wife, so I took about half a dozen." He said, "What? Half a dozen? You're only supposed to take one, you idiot." "Well, I don't know. What am I going to do now? How am I going to get to work? I can't get me pants on." "You stupid idiot." So they tried everything to get the boom boom down. It wouldn't work. And they even tried to bring in one of the girls. And she said, "No, I don't want that boom boom. Get that boom boom away from me." So finally, they had to call a surgeon for miscellanea. For who? Miscellanea. Miscellanea? Where in the hell is that? I don't know. Will you cut that out? They called a surgeon for miscellaneous, and he came in the hospital, and he had a great big long stick with a needle in it. And he said, "Now, sir, I hate to tell you this, but that boom boom has to go." And the gentleman said, "Well, what are you going to do with that stick?" He said, "This stick is going to bang bang your boom boom." "No, no, no." Ah! And that was the end of it. It was horrible. But the hospital got sued, and the wife got profundus analysis, whatever it was, and the whole thing just blew up, and all the boom, all the boom boom pills were all over the emergency room. And people were scrapping to get them. Those boom boom pills are very expensive, you know. Anyway, the moral of this story is, don't take that boom boom stuff. No. Do what any level-headed man would do. Go out and get a go out and get a younger girl. How dare you? Now listen, folks. Don't try any of this at home, see? Remember what we always say. This is all in fun, and this is our disclaimer. We are not responsible for anything that happens in connection with these frolics. So don't experiment with your boom boom unless you want a bang bang. Woo! Will you cut that out? Where's the biting buzzard? Oh, I think the biting buzzard fell asleep. Biting buzzard, are you there? She fell asleep. Anyway, that's the story from Britain, and the emergency rooms we hear are filling up with boom boom cases, and the doctor from Lithuania is running around with his big stick doing the bang bang. In other words, here's a bang bang for your boom boom. Well, you cut that out. All right, Inner Sight, little wacky stuff, you know, and the stupid stuff, you know. But isn't it amazing how some people will take stupid stuff, you know, you know, it really, really amazes me how they'll hear these commercials for the side effects of all these drugs, and they'll watch them in the doctor's office, and yet they'll take the stuff. I mean, what in the hell is this world coming to? Will you stop that? I mean, they'll hear the reports and on the news and in the doctor's office, you know, this substance may cause high blood pressure. It's been known to cause heart attacks, diabetes attacks, fungus on your fungus on your cuckoo, on your, you know, all over your fungus, all kinds of degradations of peeling skin. Ooh, that's disgusting. Will you stop that? And yet they'll still take it. And these moron doctors will let them take it. What kind of a thing is that? Not me. Give me some raw organic honey, some good plants, dandelion, and that stuff. Hell no. All right, in a sight. And we hope you had a little wacky fun. We're going to be with you Monday. Next week is a short week for us. Monday, Tuesday. We're going to take off Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving Day and the day after. Take a little break. Then we got to come back and do the holidays. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners, 122,103. Don't forget about that three. That's important. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little wacky fun, and whatever you do, make sure you take good care of your boom boom, because you don't want to get a bang bang on it. No bang bang on the boom boom. Oh, cut that out. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Monday will be with you, Metaglad, coming up Monday. Tuesday will be a combination open mic and our Thanksgiving show. We're going to talk about all the things that we have to give thanks for coming up on Tuesday. Be our Thanksgiving show. All right, Inner Sight, I want to thank all our friends for their support. Once again, I want to thank one of my volunteers, John. $100 donation and supplies for my guide dog. Thank you so much for that. And everyone, be safe out there. Oh, all you drivers, slow down. Not worth it. Believe me. All these vehicles should slow down. Stop driving so fast like a bunch of maniacs. Take your time. Inner Sight. Frolic around the world. Thank you so much for listening. We didn't get to do our Red Fox tonight, but save that for next time. And we did get a good report that Johnny is still with us. So we're happy about that, and we believe that he's going to make it. He's going to be all right. Prayers for John. All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you Monday night on the Mad or Glad around the world. Inner Sight Frolic.
We all know a guy who only occasionally shaves for big occasions, and it's because that occasional shave really hurts. It's the time of year for big occasions, and yet there he is, suffering with that cheap drugstore razor. Let's help him out. Henson Shaving's line of razors, built with aerospace precision, deliver a smooth shave your dad, brother, and even son can enjoy, eventually. With replacement blades just 10 cents each, you'll buy it once, and they'll use it for life. How's that for the perfect gift? Celebrate with 100 free blades on your first purchase and no subscription headaches. HensonShaving.com/holiday.
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. Discover amazing artists and musicians. Taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.